There is no place quite like Rome, thanks to the Catholic tradition of preserving and displaying relics of canonized saints for all the world to see. And there is no place in Rome quite as marvelous as the Santa Maria della Vittoria for that reason. While relics are often just parts of saints, this beautiful Baroque church displays the full corpse of an incorruptible saint in a glass case, and you can walk right up to view it, which is a rarity in Rome. This is the preserved corpse of the beautiful Saint Victoria. Now looking at this, one may think wax dummy. Well, yes, it is a wax dummy, but a wax dummy that is to show how the body of Saint Victoria was found to be incorrupt. If you look carefully, you can see a skeleton through some parts of the wax facade, such as her teeth and parts of her hand. But Saint Victoria's body needed a little help. Her incomplete corpse was supplemented with wax and hair and clothes from someone else entirely, adorned with a crown of roses. Now there is little known facts of the saint. Victoria lived in Picenum, Italy during pagan Roman rule. Saint Victoria and her sister Saint Anatolia are remembered as beautiful Catholic noble women. They were unfortunately arranged to wed noble pagan men who were far from pleased at having heard that they were practicing Catholics. Saint Victoria was initially content with marrying the pagan, as she hoped that she would be able to convert him. But her sister refused to marry and convinced Saint Victoria to do the same, as they both sought to devote their lives solely to God. Now the noble pagan suitors both managed to strike a deal with local authorities that allow them to imprison each sister in their respective houses in order to hopefully convince them to denounce their faith. Both sisters responded by selling all of their possessions, giving all of their money to the poor, and devoting themselves to God. Both sisters, during their imprisonment, managed to convert all of the guards, maids, and servants in their respective houses. Needless to say, the suitors were both furious at the sisters' failure to denounce their faith and acts of converting the guards, maids, etc. Saint Anatolia's suitor simply could no longer stand it, and therefore hired Audax to execute her. He initially locked her in a room with a venomous snake, which failed to harm her. Upon seeing this, he converted himself and was later martyred as well. Saint Anatolia's suitor was shocked and therefore took the initiative to martyr her by stabbing her himself. Now Saint Victoria's suitor gets word of what had happened and therefore continues to try his best to convince Saint Victoria to change her mind. He goes through periods of great kindness towards her, followed with periods of extreme ill treatment for years. Eventually, he gives up on her and stabs her to death himself in a fit of rage. According to legend, he was instantly struck with leprosy and died 6 days later, eaten by worms. Now, Saint Victoria is one of the few saints to have their murderer also face death and illness directly following the act. The story of Saint Victoria and her sister is one of sisterhood, conversion, martyrdom, and sacrifice. Saint Victoria had incredible faith and courage, which she displayed in a very unique way. Saint Victoria is the patron of Anticoli Corrado, Italy, and common devotion to her is expressed in Saint Victoria medals, which feature her with a knife representing her martyrdom. Saint Victoria, pray for us. As he nears his final breath, but on earth are we too busy to notice the martyr's plight? Out of mind and out of sight.